This is your alternator belt, just like you have an alternator belt in your car.
No matter how old you get or how much experience you have, John Aiken says the pre-flight checklist is a must. Sometimes the Palo Alto pilot instructor opts for the skies with a single-prop Piper Cherokee instead of the highways to get him to work at Stinson. When he started in 2007, he was there to shut the college's nearly 20-year-old pilot program down.
That was the initial program. I just don't shut things down well. By the end of 2008, we were already growing. It took about three, four semesters, about 18 months.
With just six students as the program headed for a final landing, Aiken took the school in a new direction. Today there are 198 students, and it's the only accredited aviation training school of its kind, save for a new program at Texas Lutheran in South Central Texas.
From here south all the way to the border of the valley, we're it. I have three or four students that actually drive every day from Corpus all the way up here to go to class.
Aiken says the airline industry is in demand, but worries about a shortage of pilots, required retirement ages in the 60s, and a number of pilots today are approaching that age, he says.
Those of us who know our history know that most of those people came out of Vietnam. We're all getting in our 60s now, like me. So when we retire, who replaces us? The problem on the bottom end is that there's not enough flight schools, there's not enough accredited flight schools.
With 3,500 airliners in the air at any given moment, Aiken says for every pilot, four people are working on the ground. That's a large number of skilled workers who need training from schools like this one. But it's expensive, intense, and time-consuming. Aiken believes it's worth it, though, because flying's fun, and the training for a needed industry happens to be located right here. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.